8:30. It's time for our weekly Fort Hood update. Today, that is, we have from the Operational Test Command, Command Sergeant Major Ken Graham on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Zach and Jim. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great having you. Yesterday, we had the first Cav brass band in here to play some Christmas music. Did you get a chance to catch that?
No, sir, I didn't. But I tell you, I hear the 1st Cavalry Division band all the time here on Fort Hood, and they just do a great job every time.
Oh, man, they blew us away how good they are. They've got a Christmas show coming up in December, and encourage everybody to attend that. What's going on down at the Great Place?
Well, I tell you, I'm from Operational Test Command, as you mentioned, and I probably got one of the best jobs in the Army. What we do here is we test all the Army's equipment prior to it being fielded to the units. So I get to play with all the big toys that the Army's fielding.
Well, so what is the latest big toy that you're working on?
Well, I would have to say we have a new Apache 64 Echo that we're doing some testing on.
Wow.
We've got a couple unmanned aerial systems that we're looking at, and some modifications we're doing to the Bradley and the Abrams tank, which, as you all know, those are the main efforts, the main systems that we have in the Army.
So that's right. I tell you what, isn't it amazing over the last few years, the technology and all this and the unmanned, the drones and the different craft? I mean, that's just crazy, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's very exciting, very complex when you're talking about testing in the testing arena, very complex and very strict rules that we have to go by. But we're the Army's only operational testing authority. We test everything in the Army with the exception of medicine and food. And, of course, like I mentioned before, we're located here at Fort Hood, but we've got test directorates all across the country, and we test it all across the country as well, and in some cases around the world.
That's amazing.
Now,
amazing.
We won't tell anybody. What's the latest top secret toy you're working on?
That's a good try.
Yeah, we tried.
Well, Jim, what it is, it's a drone that delivers pizza to your house.
Absolutely, in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That would be great. I tell you, I would love to be a part of that if they had something like that going on.
Well, Sergeant Major, tell us about how many folks make up the test division.
Well, the Operational Test Command, we've got a mixture of civilian and military personnel. And of course, we've got some contractors that help us get after this mission. But we've got roughly about 500 to 600 folks on any given day. We test about 23 systems over the year. Right now, we're kind of, because of the holiday season, we've kind of slowed down a little bit. But we've got about 6 tests going on right now.
Well, that's a big job, and we appreciate you folks doing that to help keep our Army equipped with the latest stuff. But tell us now about the Great Place, some things that are going on down there.
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, as you know, in the Army here, we're still in the fight. We've got a lot of folks from Fort Hood, 5,700 approximately, that are out there, fighting our nation's wars. We've got folks from the 89th MP Brigade, 36th Engineer Brigade, 13th Sustainment Command, 1st Cav, things like that, all across the world, Afghanistan, Eastern Europe, Middle East, South Korea, and West Africa. But here on Fort Hood, I want to make sure I talk to folks, your listeners, about some of the things we're doing here. We got the Nature and Lights at Ballora. We want to encourage folks to come out and enjoy the 17th annual Nature and Lights display currently at Ballora. That's the Belton Lake Operational Recreational Area. And it's about a 5.5-mile drive. It's very amazing. It opens up at 5:30 p.m. and it closes at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's really, really a must-do at Christmas time.
That's correct. And, it's really a nominal fee. You know, you can have a pickup for $7, a limousine for $15, a pasture van for about $50, and you can put a bunch of folks in a pasture van. So that's really a nice opportunity during the Christmas time, and they've got a little FM radio. You just dial it in, you listen to the Christmas music.
That's neat.
But be sure to tune it back to Waco 100 when you're done.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to call and check in with us today, and we'll visit again with you soon.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Command right. Sergeant Major Ken Graham for the Operational Test Command with this week's Fort Hood update.
Next time you see that drone fly over your house, he's sending you something.
That's right.
It's a little package.
Yeah.
It is 8:35. Let's talk about getting a job.